The change in policy comes after teachers at Seattle's Garfield High School staged a boycott of the MAP tests in January. They blasted the tests for giving unreliable data and for sucking up classroom resources. A half dozen more Seattle schools have since signed on. Now the district has announced in a letter that the MAP tests will be optional for high schools starting next year, as long as they have another way of monitoring students falling behind. The tests will still be mandatory for kindergarten through eighth grade. Seattle Public Schools' Clover Codd says MAP is still a useful screening tool to find kids who need extra help.
But less so at the high school level. By the time you get into the upper eighth and beginning of ninth grade, students start to top out of the test and it no longer provides as much useful information as we would like.
Garfield history teacher Jesse Hagopian is one of the ringleaders of the boycott. He says his coworkers, who backed the protest almost unanimously, will be celebrating.
It's an incredible feeling to know Garfield teachers stuck together and the district has to listen to what we, the professionals and the educators, have to say about what is quality assessment.
But Hagopian promises to keep agitating against the MAP tests, which he calls flawed even for the younger grades. The district says it will consider using different tests starting after next year. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.